Oh, man.
There's something about this girl's vocals that can only be outshone by her sparkly personality. She's here in the studio again for the 47th time. Canadian singer, songwriter, and recording artist Avery Raquel started in the entertainment industry at a very young age, from television and radio to animation, voiceover work, and a number of professional stage productions across Canada. Avery's passion for performing grew and grew and grew. Influenced by, people like Ella Fitzgerald, Frank Sinatra, Chet Baker, Carmen McRae, Tim Miller.
Yeah, baby!
What is wrong with him? Anyway, I don't want to read your bio because you're here. Hi, Avery.
Hi.
Welcome back to the show.
Thanks for having me back.
How long have you had the braces on for now?
Since November.
Are you okay? You got the cut lip thing going on at all?
No, I've been doing okay. It took a little while to adjust singing.
Yeah. What about kissing? What's that? Does that affect you?
Oh, settle down.
Oh, settle down. I know. Your dad's in the hallway. Step off. Don't ever say that again, Drew. So what's been going on? Seriously, what's been going on?
I just put out the new album.
Yeah.
And it's doing really well.
Why you gotta work so hard? You just released one last year, didn't you?
Yeah. Yeah, I did. This one's all originals, though, so I was pretty excited about that.
Does that mean you have to pay less to actually make it, create it? Yeah.
Yeah. And then... it debuted on the Canadian iTunes R&B Top 200 chart at 11.
No.
Yeah.
You go, girl.
And thank you. And now we're just lining up a bunch of festival dates.
At what age will people stop asking how old you are? Do you think?
I'd say maybe 20.
Yeah, when you hit in your 20s or whatever.
Yeah.
Because then it's like she'll slap me if I ask how old she is.
Yeah.
But you're not 20 yet, right?
No.
How old are you?
60.
There you go. Because it is part of your shtick, right? You're a young kid.
Yes.
Singing awesomely, and people are like, ooh, that's amazing. I hope that the whole you're a young kid thing fades far away into your past.
Yeah.
And that people just see you for you. Oh.
Soon.
I just said something tender.
Yes. No.
Show me why you can.
Shut up, Tim. What a career, really, you've had. And you actually, we can call it a career, because you've performed many, many places with many, many people. Who have you performed with lately that you want to name drop right now?
Lately?
And when was the last Lila Bialy interaction you had? Because Lila's, how I feel about Lila.
I love Lila. I saw her in Burlington not too long ago. Well, actually, no, maybe it was a while ago. I think it was last summer.
Okay. You know what? At our age, that's not that long ago.
It feels like longer
right.
ago. I don't know. We might do some songwriting together. We keep in touch a lot. And I love Lila. Amazing musician.
She so is. It's so interesting. I mean, the story with Lila is that she's a... killer jazz pianist, right? I mean, just freak show on the keys.
I think she also started classically too, didn't she?
Right, she did, yeah. But Sting hired her to sing backup, like not even play the keys, just to sing. And she thought she couldn't sing. She thought she was a horrible singer.
She's an incredible singer. Yeah. Because her ear is just insane.
What's wrong with her ears?
She has
insane ears?
Yeah.
Okay. This new CD I have in my hand, which I can never figure out how to refold. Avery Raquel, My Heart Away. Amoy Levy.
Amoy Levy, yeah.
Is it Levy or Levy?
I think it's
the Levy sisters, the Levy sisters. Amoy, can you call the show right now, please, and let us know how to pronounce your last name? What a great human being she is.
I love her.
Vocals.
Yes. Whoa. Oh, my goodness.
Incredible. All right, speaking of vocals, let's do a song.
Okay.
What are you
going to
do?
I'm going to sing a song off the album. It's called Who I Am.
Who I Am.
Yes.
And who are you? Says
we'll
a band.
live
on the Drew Marshall Show for, have we figured out? Three times? Your third time here?
Yes.
There's a weird ghosty voice in the hallway.
Isn't there?
Let's just ignore it. She's here, folks. She's back. Avery Raquel, live on the Drew Marshall Show.
You're always there for me. You're always by my side. Been through all my ups and downs, and the times that I have cried, you somehow find a way to seek out the good parts of me. I'm perfectly imperfect with my heart up on my sleeve. And stars, the stars may shine bright, but we've lit a stronger light. Hold me tight, and I know everything will be alright. Cause it's just you, no one else, babe. You're on my mind every day, every day. Oh no, you make me smile like no one else can. It's true to see that you love me just for who I am. Doubts, you know me better than I know myself. We could talk for hours, cause you always know what to say. And though I can be crazy, you still love me anyway. The constellations may align, and those stars, they keep on shining bright.
Now you know why she's been back three times. Now you know why. Avery Raquel on the Drew Marshall Show. What a thrill to have. I don't know why I'm talking like that. It's just got real creepy all of a sudden. You know, we've talked about so many... Did you get my message, Tim?
No.
I sent you a little text.
Check that now?
Yeah, can you check that now while you're... Why are you creeping on the floor? You're crawling into the studio on the floor. Tim, you're not that much of a jerk. You don't have to...
I'm sitting in there awkwardly staring at Dad's feet.
Really?
Can you...
Yeah, thanks. Lore, I mean...
Oh, yeah.
You got that? Okay,
sure.
Good. So, Avery, there's so many things happening in the studio. Have you counted how many people are here just to see you?
No.
So many people here. Do you go to gigs?
Yes.
Could you elaborate?
Wait.
Yeah, do you go to other people's gigs?
Oh, other people, yeah.
Not your own gig. Do you go to other people's gigs?
I try to.
Who do you see? Who have you seen lately?
Lately.
Would you go to a Justin Bieber gig is what I really want to know.
I'd probably go to a Justin Bieber.
Would you go out on a date with Justin Bieber?
Sure.
Wait, he's way older than you now, right?
Yeah.
How old is he? I still think he's 14.
No, he's like 20-something.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay. Loser.
It's kind of illegal.
Kind of illegal. You're funny. Do you have any idol posters on your wall? By the way, do you kids even have posters? Do you know what a poster is?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. did you have any, boys on your wall?
Just record covers. I mean, Chet Baker, That's about it. Every girl of my friends fangirl over Shawn Mendes, and Justin Bieber, I fangirl over Chet Baker, but it's
really
fine. Yeah.
That's too funny. Way too funny. Thanks, Puddin.
You're welcome, sweet pea.
Who is the all-time, I know I've asked this before, but I want to know who the all-time number one influence has been on your musical life. Number one. You can't pick three.
That's like the hardest question ever.
I know.
Other than Tim Miller.
Okay, see, he's talking way too much today. Whenever he brings someone to the studio, he gets giddy.
You're such a liar.
Avery?
Oh, no. See, I don't. I really don't.
Pick one.
I don't know.
You have to pick one.
I don't know. Amy Winehouse.
Okay. Why?
Because she started singing jazz, and then she switched over into contemporary soul.
And that's what you're doing.
That's what I'm doing.
Your trajectory.
Yes, it is.
And then now let's talk about personal influence. That was musical influence. Who's been the greatest influence on your personal life?
Because
you have talked about a couple of friends before.
I have.
And if you pick one and the other one's listening, they're going to get really hurt.
Yeah, so I'm just going to... my parents.
Well played. Very well played. So good. So good. Do you think that if you were to stop this music career, that you could succeed in another aspect in life?
I think so. I mean, right now where I am, I don't have the qualifications to do anything because I kind of...
You put it all in.
Science and math out of my life.
You what?
Yeah, I'm not taking any more science courses at school.
Nothing. Why?
Because I want to do this.
But you can't do music and science? You could write songs about electricity.
Oh, she blinded me with maybe. Science.
She blinded me with science. That's awkward. Okay, but what would you do? So, you know, it's the usual interview question. If couldn't you do music, what would you do?
Well, like, does that mean music as me performing?
Yeah.
Okay, so maybe a music teacher.
Okay.
If not, then I love chemistry. I'm really good at chemistry.
Really?
Yeah.
Why?
I don't know. I love it. I don't know.
I had a boarding school professor who walked down the halls one morning and it caused this commotion because he had liquid in a beaker and he shook it. It was clear. He shook it and it went orange. He shook it and it went purple. He shook it and it went clear.
See, isn't that cool?
Yeah, but why? What point?
I don't know.
Other than freaking out boys at a boarding school.
Yeah. I don't know. It's fun, though.
Ava Raquel, back in the studio. You know, I've actually had a number of people say, oh, I know her. So what other kind of big shows have you been on? Because if you've just done this show, I don't know how anybody would know you. That was a joke, by the way. Just laugh a little bit. Anyway, have you done other media shows and radio and television and all that stuff?
Yeah.
Where what have you done?
I was on Fresh Air, CBC.
Nice.
James B always has me on Jazz FM.
Yeah. By the way, that was the last time I saw you.
Yeah.
You in the fam.
Yes.
What was that? Oh, that was his birthday. Celebration at the Lula Lounge.
Yes. Yeah.
That's a great little room, isn't it?
It is, isn't it? They had a big renovation, so the ceilings are, like, really high now.
It's a way cool room. And for the kind of tunage you're doing, I think that's a great venue for you, you know. Of course, there's Hugh's room as well.
Mm-hmm.
They've done some new management stuff there. You only did one song, though, and I was a little... I don't know, I was a little sad about that.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I wanted you to do more. Could you do another one?
I could.
Right here, right now?
I could.
Are you good, like, right off the spot? Like, how many songs? If I said, I want you to play for an hour straight, could you do it?
Yes.
Really?
Maybe.
Okay. Could you sound a little more confident?
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, there you go. What are you going to do for us, Avery?
I'm going to play my uke.
Now? Yeah. Don't do this now. You're going to make me all verklempt.
Well, that's what I got.
This is my funeral song that Avery's going to play when I die.
Okay, well, I'm being told... something.
What are you telling? What? No, it's okay. You do what you want to do, girl.
Okay.
Look at me.
Oh, I want to hear Drew's funeral song.
Yeah, Tim's been pining for that day. Tim, you signed my casket?
Yes.
Thank you.
In a Sharpie.
Want to tell you about Avery's CD. It's in my hand. It's called My Heart Away. Tracks on it are 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. 9 tracks. Well done. And we're going to give this away. So all you got to do is go to our Facebook page, The Drew Marshall Show, and send us a little message saying, I want the Avery Raquel CD, and we'll send it to you if you're from Canada. If not, sucks to be you. Avery, what are you going to do as if I don't know?
This is La Vie en Rose.
Do you remember the first time you did this in
yes.
the show? Like, I legit teared up. Okay, 51-year-old man should not say legit, but...
Too late to quit.
Hey, do you hear him? He's such a fool. What are you playing there? Let's have a little listen to that. What instrument is that called?
Ukulele.
What is that instrument called? Is it a special one? Because it looks pretty. It's got some nice trim on it. And... No, okay.
I don't know.
Ladies and gentlemen, live in the Drew Marshall Show, Avery Raquel singing My Funeral Song.
Close and hold me fast. This magic spell you cast. This is Leviosa. When you kiss me, heaven sighs. And though I close my eyes, I see Leviosa. When you press me to your heart, I'm in a world apart, a world where roses bloom. And when you speak, angels sing from above. Everyday words seem to turn into love songs. So give your heart and soul to me, and life will always be la vie encore. Il me plaît dans ses bras, il me parle tout bas. Je vois la vie en rose. Il me dit des mots là tout la chose. Je sens me faire quelque chose. Il est entré dans ma cœur. Où n'est pas de bonheur, où n'est pas de la cause. C'est lui pour moi, moi pour lui dans la vie. J'alors je s'en ai moi. Mon cœur qui bat.
Avery. Let's talk about boys.
Oh, okay.
You can't sing La Vie en Rose and not talk about love. Do you like boys?
I do like boys.
Is there a particular boy? Because you know every time you're coming on the show, I'm going to ask that question. Because asked it two other times before,
yeah.
So I'm going to ask it again.
Mm-hmm.
Is there a particular boy that you sort of like?
Nope. Nope, they're all pretty irrelevant right now.
Pretty irrelevant.
Oh. Yeah.
I'm so proud of you.
Nice.
Thank you.
So
thank
proud
you.
Of you. Who? Where? Do you remember we went to the? Was it the King Edward Hotel where we were hanging out? You
yeah.
and your dad and I. It seems like your dad and I hang out a little too much. Who was? I don't remember who was singing there that night.
Judith Owen.
Oh right.
Yeah.
But I do remember their bass player. Her bass player was Lee Sklar.
Yeah.
He's a pretty freaky looking dude. Nice guy. We sat and talked afterwards. Big long beard. You know
mm-hmm.
all that stuff. Who would you seriously get all silly about if you met? I mean, now that you and I are friends, we're over that period of our relationship, but hey, who would you get all crazy about?
I'd love to meet Michael Bublé.
Would you now?
I really would.
Yeah?
I mean, a lot of jazz musicians for some reason bash on him a little bit.
Why? I wonder why they do that.
I don't know.
Yeah?
I don't know. Just the jazz community. I love Michael Bublé.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay, so Michael Bublé. Anybody
mm-hmm.
else?
I'd love to meet Daniel Caesar.
Do I know who that is, Tim?
The salad maker.
Shut up. He's such a tool. No, I don't know who that is. I probably should, to be cool or something.
He's an indie artist. He's from Toronto.
Okay.
He's big right now. He was just at Coachella, I think.
Okay.
And, yeah, he does some cool R&B soul stuff.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. When was the last time you cried?
Last time I cried? It can't have been that long ago. When was it? I don't know. I can't remember.
Are you an emotional
person? I'm an emotional person, yeah.
Because you write these songs that you shouldn't know about. This is what I'm getting at. Yeah. You do. You're writing about real life stuff. Mm-hmm. And I'm looking at you going, have you really experienced it? You know, there's songwriting technique and style. And, mm-hmm. you know, I know you and Greg Kavanaugh have worked together on a lot of you and mm-hmm. kind of molding who you are
yeah.
and that sort of thing. Mm-hmm. But how do you find the emotions for this stuff?
In this album in particular is actually the evolution of a relationship.
Oh, do tell.
Yeah, so...
How did we not get into that?
And so it starts at what you are to me all the way to who I am in pieces. And, yeah, just gradually talks about the downfall of my relationship and how I got back up again.
Yeah. Did you get dumped?
Yeah.
Okay. Can I get his name and address at the end of the show?
For sure.
Because they won't be able to trace it back to me.
Perfect, yeah. I will, definitely.
Except that you said it on air.
Oh, yeah. Just delete that, Maggie, please. I'm not happy about that.
Mm-hmm. No, I wasn't either.
No, seriously, I'm getting a little,
Yeah, no, it was a little frustrating, not gonna lie.
Will you ever get back together?
No.
No.
God, no.
No. Okay.
No, never.
Does he know that you're... trashing him in songs? No,
no, he does.
He does?
Oh, he totally does, yeah.
Seriously?
No, yeah, for sure.
Can people like sue for that stuff? I guess if you don't say their name.
No, nope,
it's
I don't
fine.
Think so, yeah, no, I think we're good.
How? I haven't gone through the lyrics and all this. Have you? Did you actually throw him under the bus in your songs?
Yeah. Right around My Heart Away and Beauty and Goodbyes. It's kind of like, I don't know. He was just. He didn't know how to understand the word no. So it was one of those.
Okay.
And so I just was like, stop. So, yeah, I tried to talk to him about it, and then he dumped me. So I was like, okay, cool. Perfect.
Yeah. Would you be, how do I say this? You'd be fine breaking up with someone, right?
Yeah.
Are you sure?
I think so.
Because some people.
It's hard. It's hard. It is hard. But I feel like I'd be able to work up.
I'm not a good dumper.
No?
That didn't sound right. It's not what I meant.
Write him a song and dump him. You suck it.
I find relationship stuff very complicated.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's the whole point. If you look up relationship, it says, complicated. No, I don't know. You know what I mean. We're going to play a little trivia with you now.
All right.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Someone's following me that used to follow you. Do you have a lot of fans? You know, is that weird?
I don't know if you have
a lot of fans.
Do I though? I don't know.
Okay,
maybe Twitter. Twitter's doing well. I think I'm almost at 12K on Twitter.
12K?
Yeah.
I wish I could be like that. Can you give me some tips?
My dad.
Is your dad the social media guru for you?
He really is. Yeah, he spends almost 2 hours every morning just helping out with my social media.
Isn't it strange having a family member do your social media?
Avery Raquel's like a family business.
It's like some other people I know who shall remain nameless until they come into the studio and join us in just a little bit. Okay, there are 5 musicians in a quintet. True or false?
In a quintet?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
We're doing the trivia, by the way.
I figured.
Yeah. Washington, D.C. has always been the capital of the USA. True or false?
True.
You're so unbelievably wrong on that one.
Really?
What was the first one?
Washington has been the capital since 1800.
Oh, okay.
All right. Just want to get straight on that. Wing Chun Kung Fu is a Chinese martial art. True or false? Come on! You got 3 seconds.
Sure.
Yes.
Okay, cool.
Okay. There are 31 days in December. True or false?
True.
You're so smart. Delphi, or Delphi, depending what country you're from, is an archaeological site in Russia.
No.
Okay. You're right.
Okay.
Wow! Are you just like 50-50 in this?
Sure.
Okay. Mont Blanc is the highest mountain in the Alps.
No.
It is.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. In the Tom and Jerry cartoon series, Jerry is the cat.
No.
You're right.
Okay.
The opposite of forward is sideward. Okay, what?
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 No.
Thanks, Homer.
All right, that's the end of that. I thought it was going to be more fun. There's some silly questions. No, we'll do one more. Caterpillar turns into a butterfly. True or false?
True.
Okay. And we have to finish this series. One of the functions of the United Nations is to protect human rights. True or false?
True.
Okay. And a male zebra or zebra is called a stallion. True or false?
False.
It's called a stallion.
Oh, is it really?
Yeah. The Apollo program was a NASA program that aimed to land on the moon. True or false? Yeah, good one. According to the legend, Maid Marian was the girlfriend of William Tell.
Couldn't tell you.
Maid Marian. Anybody? Anybody?
Robin Hood.
Thank you. So that would be false. Okay. What is one thing that you dislike about being a performer?
One thing I... school nights.
Yeah. Because you're out doing your thing.
Yeah.
And then you got to get up and go to school?
Yeah, I get home at like 12:31 and then I got to get up at 6:45 every morning.
Do teachers cut you some slack because you're an artist?
Sometimes.
Right.
If they like me.
Depends on, yeah. Do you have a teacher that you like the mostest?
Yeah, my chemistry teacher.
What is with you in chemistry? Who's the teacher? Don't say their name. Who's the teacher you like the leastest? What do they teach? I guess it doesn't matter. They'll figure that out. But is there a teacher that you're not real fond of?
Yes.
Mine was Mrs. Abril. Mrs. Abril picked on me something fierce.
Yeah.
Do you get picked on?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
What do you like? Because I've seen you on stage boss your musicians around. I've seen your whole group start a song. You stopped them a few bars in and went, no.
Mm-hmm.
It was either the wrong pitch, or the wrong key, or wrong tempo or something. And you said, we're doing that again.
Yeah.
So you've got some testicular fortitude.
If something's not going right in a song, then we're going to try again.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. Who's the person in your life that you'd like to fire?
I'd like to fire?
Yeah. Is that time to talk about your dad right now? No, we're not doing that. We're not having that discussion right now. We'll talk later.
Yeah.
All right. Let's do one more song.
Okay.
What are you going to do?
I think I'm going to do one that I wrote for a friend of mine.
Mm-hmm.
His aunt was going through a lot with cancer. And it's also on the most recent album. And so... this was actually like one of the easiest songs to write because it was pretty personal and I know a lot about this friend. So it's called Hold On To Today.
Hold On To Today, which is the last track on this CD, In My Hands, mm-hmm. My Heart Away by Avery Raquel, live on The Drew Marshall Show.
So heavy, it was bound to break. hold on. Just hold on to today.
Killer song. Killer. Beautiful stuff.
Thank
beautiful.
You.
There's got to be something you're not good at. Hey? There's got to be something. What are you not good at?
Math.
Okay. Well, that's why you have a business manager. Yeah. Yeah. Avery, I want people to buy your music because you're good.
Thank you.
And I want them to go to your website. So it's averyrakel.com, averyrakel.com. And this new CD has just hit the streets, My Heart Away, Avery Rakel. Again, we're going to give a copy away on our Facebook page, the Drew Marshall Show Facebook page. You got to be from Canada. Tell us you want it, and we'll pick someone randomly. I don't know how they decide that, but someone will decide that. And is there a gig that we need to know about coming up that we can go to?
There's a couple. I'm doing Burlington Sound of Music Festival.
Nice. That's coming up soon, isn't it?
June 16th, yeah. And then I'm doing the Toronto Jazz Festival on June 25th, and then we're kind of treating that as our CD release concert.
Nice.
And then I'm doing Beaches on July 7th. And
these are all the big ones.
Yeah, yeah.
Canada Day in Hamilton.
Oh, yeah, Canada Day in Hamilton. There's a couple others. I can't remember. All the dates are on the website, though.
Okay. Yeah. Again, averyrakel.com. Go see her live because you heard how amazing she is with just her and keys. But some of these gigs, I'm assuming you'll have other players with you, or are they just
Oh, yeah.
You?
No. It's I think the Toronto one's a 7-piece and with horns and everything. And Burlington, I think it, right now, is 4-piece. We're working on horns, so we'll see.
Amazing stuff. I'm very, very proud of you.
Thank you.
I like you a lot.
Thank you.
And I'm sorry about your father.
That's fine.
I mean, what can you do, hey? What can you do? No, he's a great guy.